4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
We'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Pippa, no. Hello. Welcome to another absolutely horrible episode of Good Lord, What the Hell is Wrong with Me? My name is Tobe. I'll be your chairman today, and sitting next to me and acting in a very annoying kitty manner is my cat Pippa, who is trying to pretend like she's not doing anything, but I think we're all perfectly well aware that she's trying to schmooze up to all my synthesizer cables and my headphone cables. And good Lord, I hope she doesn't manage to find my Trode cables, which are in this little bag right here. Hi, what are you? No, you don't have to put your hand on it. Now, see, you can leave your paws off my stuff. You can get your kitty paws off my stuff. Oh my God. So anyway, I'm having another one of those days where 1930 UTC comes way too soon. I haven't been up all that long because once again I stayed up all night, watched the sunrise. And here, Pippa, do you want to get in the kitty pit? There, now the cat's getting in the kitty pit. Yeah, I can kind of sit like this. Oh my God. I'm still waiting for the drugs to kick in. Oh, who's a good baby? Right, so when I woke up this morning, 45 minutes ago, I was awakened by some unusual sounds. And at first I thought maybe it was just, you know, the garbage collection. But no, that was yesterday. Kept hearing very weird sounds, like metal things being knocked together. I should mention that I have tea. It's Da Hong Pao. So when I was eventually able to get up, I didn't have it in me to walk over to the window. That is way too far. Oh, and as I look over there, I'm reminded of the other surprise. Yeah. Oh. So it wasn't until about 15 minutes ago when I managed to make it up the steps and into the kitchen to make the tea that I was able to see out the window to see what was going on and why I kept hearing all these strange noises, and these strange noises emanated from a moving van, from a very large truck of a company traditionally involved in moving people across the country, which might explain why I saw a car with a strange out-of-state license plate in the driveway a day or two beforehand. So apparently I'm getting some new neighbors and they're moving in right now. They're moving into that house across the street that's been on the market for a while. Oh. And in the meantime, about the only thing I can do is sit here and rock back and forth. The rocking back and forth helps my back muscles not seize up because they wanna just cramp. And if I sit in one position for too long, like for more than, you know, half a second, these cramps will happen. So I have to keep rocking back and forth, which is kind of annoying because that then pulls on the hamstring and the muscles that go down into my leg, and yeah, it's all a thing. It's all a thing, isn't it, Pippa? Yeah, okay, here's the Pippa news. Yeah, why did you barf on my happy drum case? Yeah, look over there, Pippa. Look at that kitty puke. Yeah, so when I came back down into this room, I noticed that at some point in time when I was asleep, the cat threw up all over my happy drum case. Well, luckily, she only threw up on the outside of the case and not on the inside. But I can see that there's some kitty barf over there that needs to be cleaned up. And yeah, that's gonna have to wait for a while because I can't even make it over there. It's 2.5 yards away, for God's sake. That's 2.5 meters for all my metric people. Oh God, the drugs won't work fast enough. I was sort of thinking about getting in the bathtub. Maybe I could get some vasodilation going and maybe that would help absorb drugs faster or get the drugs delivered to the muscles faster or something. I don't know. Oh. So what are we doing? Where are we with all of this stuff? Well, my doctor, in all of his finite wisdom, and when I say a finite wisdom, I do mean a whole integer. Less than but not including 9. My doctor's an idiot. He looked at the MRI and the EMG results, came to the wrong conclusion, did not actually spot the problem, and I have been referred to an ortho specialist. Orthopedic specialist of some kind somewhere. What's it called? Ortho Nebraska. And I was told that all of my data has been transferred to Ortho Nebraska, meaning all my patient data and all of the results from all of the tests and all of the x-rays, the EMG, the MRI, and all the other crap. And I was also told by the doctor's office, not my doctor directly, of course, but, you know, some assistant. And they told me that I have to wait for Ortho Nebraska to call me to set up an appointment. And I thought, yeah, no. I'm going to wait. I'm not going to wait. So I started calling around to the various Ortho Nebraska locations. There are 6 locations in the Omaha metro area for your convenience. And the hilarious thing is that there's a location across the hall from my doctor's office. Have I been referred to that location? Of course not. Don't be stupid. The irony is I didn't even call them first. I called the main location. I got smart and said, no, I'm not waiting for them to call me to set up an appointment. I'm going to call them. So I call them up at the main location and say, hi, this is Tobe. Do you have my data? They said, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm saying, yeah, my doctor has, what's the word I'm looking for? Not recommended or... My doctor has pushed his responsibilities off on you. I didn't say that, but... And my doctor's office told me that you have received all of my data etc., etc. Am I in your computer system? No. Give us your date of birth and all that. No, you're not in our system. We've never heard of you. We don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. So I thought, okay, maybe I'll call one of the other locations. Maybe I'll call the location that's across the hall from my doctor's office. Maybe they were smart enough. Maybe they aren't totally incompetent. Maybe, just maybe, somebody took my file and walked. Maybe they picked up my file and walked the, 20 meters to the Ortho Nebraska office and handed that file and all my information and data to the people that worked there. Did that happen? Good Lord, of course not. So I'm talking to them and saying, hey, this is Tobe. I'm a patient of Dr. Zuber's across the hall. Do you know who I am? You know my case? They told me they have given you all my information. Did they do that? No. My doctor's office has once again lied to me. And so now I need to sit around in excruciating pain and wait for another set of doctors to call me up. Hey, and look what's on TV. It's Billy Budd, starring James Mason.
With all due respect, sir. Mr. Claggett. I don't think he can. It's not so much that he can't find the words, as that there are no words to find.
And that's how you get your ass kicked by, what's his name? Starts with a T. Trevor. You know the guy who played General Zod? The guy, Terrence Stamp. Jesus Christ. That's the problem with some of these drugs that I'm on. I can't think, I can't remember anything. And you gotta wonder if they have it this bad in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Hey, hey, I'm your life, I'm the one who takes you there. Hey, hey, I'm your life, I'm the one who cares. Day, 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 baby Trey, I'm your only true friend now. Day.
Yeah, okay. So that was a little bit of Metallica mashed up with Leo Sayer. You make me feel like dancing. Yeah, I actually lived through the Leo Sarah, the Leo Sayer era. And yeah, I still have questions all these decades later. I really, really, really have a lot of questions. I think one of my questions is probably whatever happened to Leo Sayer? I mean, what's that guy up to these days? Is he still alive? Does he still feel like dancing? These are questions we may never learn the answers to. Good tea, though. Dahong Pao. Okay. Well, the good news is that medications are taking effect. Oh, yeah, my hip isn't screaming at me anymore. My leg has appeared to have reached some type of equilibrium. My hand pressure is low, but that's okay. I went to the store last night. I went to the grocery store because I was running low on sugar and I forgot to get that the other night. And going to the store now is a real task because I can't drive because these meds make me a little dopey at times. Not super dopey, just really kind of weird. I've mentioned it before. At first I thought it was something like orthostatic hypotension, but it's not. And it's distracting, and I don't even remember what I was going to tell you. Oh, I went to the store. And I bought some sugar and bread. And I bought some Black Forest ham and some baby Swiss cheese. And then I got a quarter pound of Cajun turkey because it looked really good. So last night, or this morning, however you want to look at it, about 2 a.m., I had a lovely sandwich. I gotta remember to keep eating, because like two nights ago, you know, when I do sleep, I barely sleep. And so it's hard for me to keep track of what day it is. These drugs suppress appetite. And so I've been forgetting to eat. And oh god, a couple nights ago I had these weird episodes at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I get really weird and then have these dry heaves for a few minutes, and that happened two nights in a row at almost exactly the same time. And yeah, it's because I'm not eating. Gotta remember to eat. And I gotta remember to eat good stuff and get lots of protein, and don't just eat candy and graham crackers. So I had to buy the instant protein, and that's Black Forest ham. Oh yeah. So now there will be more music.
I'm so lost.
Awesome. That was, of course, Devo with their song Disco Dancer. And I don't think I've ever heard that version of the song before. So I'm very happy about that. So happy that I think we need to hear some more music. And what do we need to hear today? Well, how would you feel about a little Alan Hawkshaw, Beach Journey? You gotta love Alan Hawkshaw, king of the Hammond organ. Oh boy, yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this. Probably straight to hell, because that's what I feel like. Death warmed over. But while we were listening to Alan Hawkshaw, I threw on the Trodes, and I got my leg being zapped right now. It's pretty fun because you can actually see like the muscle contractions. So yeah, I'm in for another extraordinarily crappy day. And the first thing I want to do as soon as I get out of here is get in the bathtub. Today's going to be one of those bathtub days. I can do some reading. What are you reading, Tobe? I have nothing to read. I have no new books, no nothing. I can only read the same thing over and over again. So I decided to start reading The Difference Engine. You know, Gibson and Sterling, because I'm so damn cyberpunk. Hear more about it tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. Because this has been the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. Not doing so great. Waiting for a phone call from a doctor, as always.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.